I've also lost myself in relationships, twisted myself into being somebody for somebody else in order to be loved and warmed. Now and again, I still lose the thread of my life. I mistake what's going on the outside for this soul that is required of me in the middle of the night on the inside. But in relationship to the lost sheep and coin and son of Jesus' parables,
speak about myself. No personal anecdotes, no references to Lost, nothing. And then Cindy has this wild, great idea. Austin got a death. I'm not singing, though. As I've gotten older, my ideas of home and being at home have somewhat changed. When I was a kid, home was this place I would come running back to from wherever I'd been, kick off my shoes, put on some Bob Ross, and fall asleep on the couch in blissful peace. Home, in fact, was peace. Home was escape. Home was perfect. As an adult, I've come to understand that home can be just as about as imperfect as it gets. Often there is no escape, and sometimes passive aggressiveness of all things is equated with peace. Just the other week, our air conditioner died and needed to be replaced. This following our windows failing, the paint on our deck, peeling, our carpet being torn up by Vincent's paws and Seth's Phillips. Homeownership is not as pretty as it made it sound. And of course, none of those things help to make the people living inside church was never supposed to be a museum of saints, but a hospital for sinners. My friends here with you, Seth's new family, I have found what I have once lost. I have been restored like a child coming back home. And if I were to guess, I bet I'm not the only one here who could say the same.
Indeed, Brian is not the only one who has found a home here. just didn't feel safe anymore, did it? And we had to choose how we would respond in the face of palpable fear. We had to choose whether we would respond to fear with fear, closing ourselves off to any threat or vulnerability, or whether we would respond to fear with compassion, opening ourselves always to the possibility of being hurt again. The lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. You know, I think these parables are misnamed. I'm not so sure that they're so much about what was lost, or even about what was found. I think they're about the one who searches relentlessly for that most precious, most valued, most beloved lost thing. These stories are about the extravagance of a God who is with us, who will find us wherever we are and rejoice, even though we are so very likely to wander off. These stories, and truly the entire biblical witness, they're about a God who will not give up on us, who opens the heart of God to the possibility of being hurt as many times over as there are people on the planet and more. These are the stories about the God who is our home. Home in its fullest sense is not the place you sleep at night. It's not the bricks and mortar of this